Alex Flanagan, welcome back to the Senior Bowl. You do such a great job for NFL Network. Tell us what storylines you've really enjoyed covering this week.
Well, I always love coming out here and getting to know the personalities, meeting the kids. I think you can read about them a lot and watch them on film, but once you get here and kind of get to hear their stories, I think that's kind of when I have a connection with them. But I think what's kind of stood out to me today particularly is the tempo in which they played with. I mean, I think the coaches, Greg Williams, the new defensive coordinator for the Browns, I think just has them working, right? We even see it get a little chippy at the end with a few guys kind of going at it together, right? But yeah, I think it's just a great week to kind of get to know the players, and I'm always shocked as I kind of finish and look back a couple years later. I'm like, oh, they were there? Like, oh my gosh, you know? So I think it's just a great event all around.
I think last year Sterling Shepard was really boosting his stock here. Anyone in particular that you've seen so far this year?
I think what's maybe a few of the conversations that I've had, I mean, I think there's so many guys that everybody watches on tape, and then I think it's kind of more about validation when you come down and does that guy kind of match up to what I saw on tape. Again, I'm kind of a softie and I like the storylines, you know, so like I got to talk to Josh Dobbs yesterday, the quarterback from Tennessee, and I mean, just, you know, he's an aeronautical engineering major. His goal after football is to build an airplane. Just a super thoughtful kid. So I think, you know, those storylines kind of stick out to me.
Excellent. Shifting toward the Vikings, you know, a lot of turmoil that they had to kind of deal with this season, a few injuries that they had to bounce back from. What's your outlook on them for 2017?
You know, I just, prior to coming here, was down in Tampa, Florida, covering the East-West Shrine Game, and we got to work with your defensive coordinator, George Edwards, there, and I just really enjoyed getting to know him as well. Gosh, and it just seems like you guys have, I think you get, you know, obviously when you have some of the things happen at the huge position of quarterback like you guys did, and then you go through some of the coaching transitions that you went through, I think it, like you said, can cause some turbulence. But I think that it seems like your staff really has, you know, great potential, and I think they're going to do some really great things there. I love Zimmer's fire, you know, that he brings to the team, and I think the team's really taken on that personality. So I would say there are great things to come for the Minnesota Vikings.